meet in the name of God.
God is Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, God is one.
And pray together.
Eternal God, source of all blessing, help us to worship you now with all our heart and mind and strength. For you alone are God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
Very warm welcome to our worship for this Trinity Sunday. It's good to have you with us. Just one notice looking ahead to the coming week, that is on Thursday, it's Corpus Christi, where we give thanks for the gift of Christ through the sacrament of Holy Communion. There'll be a service streamed from here at 7:30, a short said service of Holy Eucharist, which you're welcome to join and gather online when we come to that point in the week. So our worship this morning continues by singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Put away all anger and bitterness, all slander and malice. So let us confess our sins to God, who forgives us in Christ.
We need your healing, merciful God. Give us true repentance. Some sins are plain to us, some escape us, so we cannot face. Forgive us. Set us free to hear your word to us. Set us free to serve you. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon and forgiveness of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth, and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
From 1946 to 2004, one of the great radio broadcasters, Alistair Cook, offered the listener his letter from America. Over the years, these 15 minutes of airtime gave us an insight into American life. One thing that made it valuable was, unlike much broadcasting, which is inevitably concerned with the immediate, Cook knew America's history and often brought a wider perspective to contemporary events. This weaving together of stories of the past with the present was a creative and ultimately hopeful endeavour. He gave the listener a fresh perspective and helped them think differently. We all know how that country certainly needs measured voices of wisdom at the moment. I begin with Cook because whenever we gather for worship, albeit remotely at this time, we too set the experience of life now within the context of our wider history and story, a story that has unfolded over hundreds of years, a story we hear of in our scripture readings. These readings, time and again, help us realise that our experience of life, whilst particular to this moment, is fruitfully weaved with stories of the past. For example, whilst there are no coronavirus pandemics in Scripture, there are tales of isolation and exile, of plague, of fear and anxiety, words we might associate in some way with the present time. These words, like Cook taking a long view, help us place our present experience within the context of a bigger story, the story of God's interaction with the world and its people, and hopefully help us to think differently about the situation in which we find ourselves now. In our church calendar, we've recalled important events from our story recently, from Pentecost last Sunday to the Ascension 10 days earlier. The neatness of our calendar bears little resemblance to what I think happened to the experiences of the first believers, for there was an intense and unsettling time as they, as humanity, tried to catch up with what God had been up to. Eventually, though, things did settle down, and it was soon apparent that wherever the message of Jesus had been, differences of opinion about who he was, what he did, and what it meant were around. So over time, and often after painful and difficult discussion, the creeds and doctrines emerged that in some way set the boundaries of what Christian belief is. This journey to articulate what we believe is part of our history, our story. One of those doctrines is the Holy Trinity. Words not explicitly found in Scripture, but implicitly present, as both readings this morning remind us. They recall the sense of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three persons, particular and distinct, yet one God. And yet, though we need creeds and doctrines, our faith is not a free-for-all, there is a tension here. For doctrines can become idols, ends in themselves that need to be protected and guarded. As we recall our story, we know that through the long history of the Church, there have been times when the Spirit seems to breathe new life, only for those in authority to close the door. So it seems to me that the art of being the Church in this and every age is to know our history, our story, where we have come from, but also to be alert, awake, willing to take risks, and flexible enough to respond to the promptings of the Spirit at this time, to endeavour to creatively weave the past and the present together. The trouble is, we are often slow, anxious, and fearful. And whilst we do need to make sure that proper discernment takes place, I wonder if we get the balance right, and are sometimes so obsessed with our past that we miss what's unfolding in the present. For God is, and God is forever making all things new. Let me give you a small example about what this unfolding might be about as we think of the Trinity. That Trinity, rooted in the scripture we heard today, speaks of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Maybe we have become so used to those words that we fail to see how they might be heard by someone today. What if you were new to church? What if it's the first time you're joining us online this morning? Might you think these words aren't very inclusive? Might you think that they help prop up a patriarchy that has, and to an extent still does, keep women in their place? With that in mind, perhaps we ought to think more deeply about the language we use for God. For though the language made sense when it was written, surely we could find more contemporary ways of describing the Trinity. Thankfully, one attempt has found its way into our common worship prayer book. It speaks of God being source of all being, eternal Word, and Holy Spirit. You might think that these words are not great either, failing to capture the intimacy of the more familiar words. But hopefully you might think the intention is right. As we seek to use words rooted in our past, faithful to our tradition, which speak in language that will speak of God for our time. But stepping out of the story of the church for a moment, it's also worth reflecting for just a moment that as individuals we have all been shaped by our past. And part of the art of being a human being is learning how to integrate that past with our present. To take responsibility for it, maybe with help, letting go of the griefs and pains we sometimes carry, and endeavour to weave together past and present that we might live fully now. Yet to return to the Trinity, whatever language we use today, we affirm that we believe in a God who is revealed to us as three distinct persons in relationship, through the divine life flowing between them and into the world. We are thankful to have been caught up in that flow of divine life, a flow that the writers of the Bible knew well, a flow that has and continues to inspire and sustain the life of the church as each generation seeks to be alert to what God is up to. Week by week, we gather and seek to weave the past into our present, cherishing the stories we share that have shaped us as the church and as people, yet I pray, prepared to be alert to and attentive to the newness of life flowing from the triune God who hasn't finished with us yet. Amen. So let us affirm our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we say together the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In separate places, yet gathered together in the love and fellowship of God, let us pray in the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus the Son. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, on this Trinity Sunday, when we are reminded that we are all your disciples, help us to see that we can worship you and spread your love outside the confines of our church building. Inspire us to take our Christian beliefs and values out into the world and share your gospel wherever we may go. Even though our world may be of necessity smaller and temporarily confined at the moment, may we use our lips to speak for you, our eyes to see where we can work for you, and our ears to hear when others need you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the work of your church in the world, holding before you this morning the Anglican Church of Mexico, the Most Reverend Francisco Moreno, presiding bishop and bishop of Northern Mexico, and all who worship and serve you there. We pray for all Christian churches throughout the world as they find new ways to worship and a renewed love for all in their communities in need of help and support during the COVID-19 pandemic. In our own diocese, we pray especially for all churches offering telephone support to those who are elderly and alone and confined to their homes. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Canon Matthew and offer grateful thanks for his ministry at a time when we all need spiritual support and a binding together. We pray for Lynn, our reader, for our church wardens, David and James, and for all those who take part in and contribute to making our weekly worship together possible. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, a world overwhelmed by COVID-19 virus, where so many are sick and sadly dying. Hear our prayers for those who are in intensive care, for the nurses and doctors who selflessly work long hours to care for them, for all health care workers and key workers to whom we owe so much, and for the work of St. George's Crypt with those who are homeless, and for all refugees, asylum seekers and migrants in countries where health care is sparse and not available to all. Give leaders the wisdom and strength to work together to share resources and research for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks, Lord, for our families, friends and neighbours, and pray for their safety at this time. For the residents of Maynell Court, and for those from whom we are separated. May we all be together again soon, and may this time of separation make us realise how precious they are to us, and aware that there are many who have no family, who may need our help and would appreciate a friendly word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God our Father, pour your healing and restoring love on all who are sick. For those known to us, George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, and Pam Wood, and all who are suffering from COVID-19. May they be comforted and strengthened by your presence, trusting in your love, which never fails. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring to mind and pray for all who have died. And on the anniversary of their deaths, Ada Sim, Clifford Jones, and Richard Perry. May they live in your peace and joy forever, and may those who miss and mourn them know comfort in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, help us to know your power, your victory, and your presence with us. And as God's children and heirs with Christ, we cry in the Spirit, Abba, Father, as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, who are three persons, yet one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Glory to the Holy and Undivided Trinity.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Three persons and one God.
Perfectly one from before time began.
One in being and one in glory.
Dwelling in love. Three persons, one God.
Incarnate Son, in suffering forsaken.
Father, giving and forgiving.
Spirit, bond in joy and pain.
Eternal Father, the fountain of life.
Risen Son, the Prince of life.
Spirit of freedom, giver of life.
Truth, word and power.
Lover, beloved and friend.
Hope without end, joy beyond words.
All glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you, your homes and families, the streets where you live, this day and always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.